A. Cultural globalization destroys traditions. The culture of every ethnicity in the world has unique characteristics and carries the deep influences of its own special history. Despite the differences between ethnic cultures, they all observe the same divinely bestowed universal values in their traditions. After the Industrial Revolution, technological development brought about convenience in our lives. Due to the influence of progressivism, tradition is generally regarded as backward. Measuring everything based on its modernness, novelty, and progress, or whether it has commercial value, is now standard. The so-called common values formed by cultural exchange in the process of globalization aren't from any particular tradition anymore, they are modern values. The elements and values that can be adopted in globalization deviate from traditions. They include only the crassest elements of existing cultural heritage, as well as the aspects that can be commercialized. Notions about the common destiny of mankind and our common future are the results of such deviated values. Communism promotes values that seem noble, but in fact are aimed at having mankind abandon traditional values, replacing them with homogeneous and deteriorated modern values instead. The lowest standard that is recognized globally during cultural globalization also manifests in consumer culture and consumerism, which lead global culture. Driven by economic interests, the design of cultural products and the way they are marketed are completely centered on appealing to consumers' base instincts. The aim is to control mankind by seducing, indulging, and satisfying people's superficial desires. A global consumer culture targets mankind's desires and is used to corrupt tradition in multiple ways. First, in order to attract the maximum number of consumers, cultural products cannot offend any ethnic group, in production or in presentation. As a result, the unique characteristic and meanings of the ethnic culture are removed from products. In other words, tradition is taken away from products through deculturalization, or standardization. Populations that receive less education and have less consumer power are more susceptible to such a simplified consumer model because the cost to make such products is lower. Hence, through globalization, this population is restricted to the commercial culture that has the lowest manufacturing cost. Second, the globalization of the media industry has led to monopolies. As a result, communist elements can easily make use of the degenerated ideas of the producers, advertise the superficial cultural aspect of the products, and introduce Marxist ideology while promoting them. The hybridization of cultures through globalization becomes another channel for promoting ideology. Third, a global culture makes consumerism the mainstream of society. Commercials, movies, television shows, and social media constantly bombard consumers with the idea that they are not living a real life if they don't consume, own certain products, or seek to be entertained in particular ways. Communism uses different means and entertainment to prompt people to pursue satisfying their desires. As people indulge their desires, they are moving away from the spiritual plane, and before they know it, they've deviated from their long-held divine beliefs and traditional values. The communism quickly spreads its deteriorated ideology amid the backdrop of globalization. It also utilizes the herd mentality. With frequent exposure to social media, commercials, television shows, movies, and news, people are bombarded with various anti-traditional and unnatural ideologies. This creates an illusion that such deteriorated ideologies represent a global consensus. People gradually become numb to the damage these ideologies have on traditions. Twisted behaviors are seen as fashionable, and people are supposed to take pride in them. Substance abuse, homosexuality, rock and roll, abstract art, and much more, all spread in this fashion. Modern art is degenerate and violates all traditional definitions of aesthetics. Some people may have realized this at first, but when works of modern art are constantly exhibited in major metropolitan areas and sold at high prices, when the media frequently reports on dark and strange artworks, people begin to believe that they're the ones who've fallen out of touch with fashion, and it's their taste in art that needs to be updated. People begin to negate their own sense of the beautiful and favor deteriorated art forms. Communism is able to utilize the herd mentality because many people do not have a strong will. Once mankind deviates from divinely imparted traditions, everything becomes relative and changes over time. The situation becomes ripe for exploitation.